back on the big show that we call Community Connection. I'm Bill Davis, your host, and welcoming in to the microphones and on the telephone, because we're all still safe distancing. This would be Philip Dye, project manager at Feller Heating and AC. You staying safe, doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Yeah,
doing
right.
Good.
Just making
no,
sure.
No scares, no cases or anything at work. Thankfully, we're good at home. Baby's good.
Yeah, that's very good to hear. Hey, you know, before we get into our subject matter, let's tell everybody a little history about Feller Heating and AC.
Sure. Let's see. 2021 is 42 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve Felbinger, he's the owner, kind of does a little bit of the commercial work. Nick Selgren, he's our commercial estimator, and then I'm the residential estimator. So pretty small group, but, you know, I've got a handful of techs, handful of installers, and, you know, I've got the best crew I've ever had right now, and we've been doing a lot of good work, and, you know, I'm happy that I'm definitely getting my name out there in Whatcom County, making sure that, you know, people know that we're here and we've been around for a long time. Not too many people have heard about us. You know, I still run into customers every once in a while that have never heard about, you know, Feller, but, you know, we really try and do the best we can to make a good you know, impression on everyone.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And those impressions have to do with equipment, with heating, with AC. But before we went on the air, you were telling me something about I don't think we've ever talked about tankless water heaters before, have we?
Probably not too often. Okay. You know, we're not a plumbing company, so
right.
we don't do everything that's involved with plumbing, but you know, a hot water tank or a tankless, you know, installation still falls under a mechanical category.
Mm-hmm.
So like new construction, 50% of the time the plumber will do it, 50% of the time, you know, we'll do it. So it just kind of depends on, you know, what the builder wants to do. But in terms of retrofit applications, you know, we're doing hot water tank replacements or upgrading a tank to a tankless or doing tankless replacements. You know, we do all of that stuff. The plumbing that expands beyond those units into the house, that's nothing that we can touch or deal with.
Right.
But as long as we can reuse the existing water piping that's there currently, you know, definitely something that we do. You know, we do a handful of them every month, that's for sure. So,
Okay. Any by the way, any rebates going on with the gas companies?
Natural gas, yeah. So for furnaces, you know, upgrading to a high-efficiency furnace, they have a $400 Cascade natural gas rebate that is staying the same for 2021. The 2021 rebate for tankless water heaters is going up from $250 to $350.
Nice.
So, you know, a small change, but still, you know, we always like to see those rebates go up rather than down. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. We're talking with Philip Dye, project manager, Feller Heating and AC here on Community Connection. I think last time you were with us, you were telling me a little bit about expanding the inventory, the line. It was American Standard, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. So we picked up American Standard in 2020. You know, they've been really awesome for us. The handful of jobs that we've done with this equipment, you know, it's been really good to see this brand. It's been a high quality brand for a long time, and it's just kind of been on my radar for the past 5 years that I've been here. But we were finally able to talk with our supplier and get all the necessary training and such that we need to in order to offer American Standard, and you know, they're really backing us on the support. You know, that's really important when it comes to equipment like this. You know, in case anything goes wrong, you know, part is wrong from the factory or whatnot, we have really good support. It's local here in Bellingham, so it's not like I'm dealing with a supplier down in Seattle or whatnot. So
yeah.
It's really good. They've been a really high quality product for us, you know, for the shorter amount of time that we've had it compared to Coleman. Coleman's been great for us, but you know, it is nice to have more than one option.
Yeah.
And this American Standard equipment is definitely the kind of the top of the line equipment. So.
Well, that's what we want. Philip Dye with us, Feller Heating and AC. It was a few months back. I know you mentioned some rebates for manufactured housing for what was it, furnaces or for I'm sorry, not furnaces, for Daikin, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, so the ductless equipment, so, you know, Daikin's our main supplier for that. You know, I touched a little bit on the manufactured housing rebates and such, how we can get really close to getting rebates that pretty much equal out the cost for an install sometimes. But, Daikin, for electric resistance heating in manufactured homes, electric furnace, electric baseboards, cadet heaters, whatnot. You put in a mini split at least in the living room. You have to have one in the main living area, but PSC has a $2,400 rebate for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rebates that I have from my supplier, there are $400 and $600 rebates depending on what equipment you get from Daikin.
Mm-hmm.
But those are actually continuing into 2021. So
nice.
I thought they were coming to an end in December, but they continue that on through this year. So, there's rebates out there, now's a really good time for these mini split installs with all the rebates that are going on, especially with spring coming too.
Sure.
Daikin usually has some spring promos going on as well. So it's an exciting time to be a Daikin dealer.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of opportunity for us to promote that brand.
Yeah, kind of nice when pretty much it almost all pays for itself via the rebates. And I know in the past, Philip Dye with Feller Heating and AC, project manager there, you and I have always talked about maintaining, your furnace, just doing an annual maintenance on the furnace at the house. Would you mind if I share with everybody a little personal story?
Absolutely.
I had to call Philip a few days ago because suddenly my furnace went kaput. Not so much kaput, it just wouldn't come on. I found out I went to my thermostat and the batteries had died. So, I didn't see any display on there. So I changed out the batteries and put it back in. That was fine. But then the furnace wouldn't come back on. And I said, well, I better call somebody. You're the first guy I think of anyway. And then, by the way, this isn't product endorsement or anything. This is just total thing that happened to me. I called you and you got your guy out. You got Mike out pretty much lickety-split the next day, and I was thinking, okay, here we go, 12 years, and I have to mea culpa this. I've never had the furnace serviced, and you have always beat me up about that, haven't you?
Yep.
So I was thinking, I've blown my furnace up. It's over. I'm going to have to get a new one. Your tech Mike comes out and he says, yeah, it's this little 3-amp fuse. You blew your fuse. And he said, by the way, while I'm out here, why don't we go ahead and do a little maintenance on this on this furnace? And he did, and I'm all set. I got heat again.
Yeah, and that's awesome. That 12-year mark for a furnace, that's a long time not being serviced. So yeah, I give you a hard time about it, but I know he mentioned to you that you got pretty lucky.
Yeah, I could have ruined it, couldn't I? Yeah. Well, I had no idea that I had two filters going, and when I called you, you said you're not supposed to have two filters. I said, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's a lot of the small things like that homeowners, don't really think about, that aren't really supposed to think about.
Right,
It shouldn't be your issue.
Yeah.
It should be, whoever's taking care of that system, making sure that it's up and running, that it's running the way that it should, and that you shouldn't have to worry about it. That's the whole point.
Well, but the thing is, had I had a yearly service contract or something, I would have known about this. I mean, it's just, I was just ignorant, on it. But anyway, I got lucky, and the furnace is working fine. It's just a personal experience I wanted to share with people to say, hey, make sure you get your furnace serviced every year. There's a little maintenance on it, and you won't run into the situation that I did where I almost blew the thing up, right?
Yeah, I'm glad we were able to catch it when we did. So,
yeah.
But I appreciate you sharing that.
Oh, sure. So let's tell everybody how to get a hold of you in case they want to make sure that they don't be an idiot like me and they get their furnace serviced.
Sure, yeah. All of our info is online. Google us or Facebook or our website, fellerheating.com. But our number here at the office is 360-733-4827. And again, yeah, you can find all of our info online on our website, my email address, my cell phone number. Anything that you guys might need, I'm here to help. So.
Well, that is Philip Dye with Feller Heating and AC. Always a pleasure chatting with you, and I am so pleased that you didn't chastise me once during our little segment here for ignoring my furnace.
I'll save it until after the air.
Yeah, as Mike told me, now I have no excuse not to know stuff because now I know it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Always good talking with you, buddy.
Yeah, you too, Bill. Thanks.